Brian Hughes of Mineola wrote the measure, which would ease regulations on privately owned detention facilities that house undocumented children, along with their families. The Texas Senate passed the bill this week. The legislation would allow the state to exempt the facilities from the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services' general residential operations standards. Under the measure, such facilities would be reclassified as what the state calls family residential centers. There are just two facilities in Texas that would be affected by the measure. Both are in South Texas, one in Dilley and one in Karnes City. Both facilities are operated by Tennessee-based Corrections Corporation of America, which has a contract with the federal government to house immigrants in the United States illegally. The bill passed the Senate along party lines by a 20-11 margin. The measure is opposed by the Texas Pediatric Society, as well as some faith-based and immigrants' rights groups. In order to become law, the Texas House must pass its version of the measure before the May 29th deadline for the end of the legislative session. Brian Hughes' district includes Franklin, Lamar, Red River, and Wood counties, as well as counties to the east and south. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.